After 5 years of complaining and dealing with various different customer service staff, Frederick Campbell says he has finally convinced Electra to replace a dangerous and severely rotten utility pole on his property along Scanlon Avenue in Bradford. In that time, Campbell said he has been finding chunks of wood that fell from the top portion of the pole and landed in his yard, small at first, but more recently, they have been as long as his whole hand. The last bout of wind we had, we just about thought the top of that pole was going to snap off and the street light is attached, he said, noting the risk to nearby residents, including children who play in the neighborhood. The electricity provider and owner of the pole, Electra Utilities, confirmed that following the most recent complaint from Campbell on Monday, March 4, a crew member was sent to inspect the pole and take photos, which were later reviewed by the line supervisor, and by the next day, a customer service representative sent an email to Campbell confirming the need for replacement. However, Ashley Trigashev, Electra representative, explained the pole is not an immediate safety risk to the public, and could not confirm when the replacement would happen, but did say the utility is coordinating that timing with the town, since one of the municipality's streetlights is mounted to the pole. We are currently engaging with relevant staff to facilitate this process as efficiently as possible, with safety remaining our top priority, Trigashev said via email. Questions sent to town staff were not returned, but Ward 2 Coun. Jonathan Scott sent an email in which he explained the pole replacement as Electra's responsibility, and the town coordinates to reinstall their streetlight. We have received complaints about the condition of some older utility poles on Scanlon Avenue, and working with Electra, the issue will be resolved in the coming weeks, he said. Despite multiple requests, Electra refused to answer questions about when the pole was last certified, how long they have recorded complaints about the pole, what the inspection process entails, what type of replacement pole will be used, and why it took 5 years from when complaints allegedly began for Electra to agree to the replacement. Campbell recalled a technician being sent out back in 2019. They inspected the pole's integrity by hammering a screwdriver into the base and determining it was still solid. Last week's inspection involved an even less detailed test, according to Campbell, who said the technician simply hit the pole with a hammer and determined it was still good. Campbell said he explained to the technician that the problem isn't with the base of the pole but the top, from which pieces are noticeably missing. Only then did he recall the technician looking up at and taking notice of the damaged portion. Each year, the utility inspects about one-third of their poles and invests nearly $300 million to renew aging equipment, according to Trigashev, with replacement of this pole and others in the area having previously been flagged for 2024. She did not answer questions about how many other poles were included nor on which streets. We appreciate the cooperation of all parties involved in bringing this matter to our attention. We are actively working towards a resolution in a safe and timely manner, Trigashev said. In the meantime, Campbell is happy his safety concerns have been validated. It feels absolutely incredible that I'm no longer second-guessed and stepped over, he said. Electra serves about 1 million homes and businesses across a 1,924 square kilometer service area comprising 17 communities. The Electra family of companies includes Electra Inc., Mississauga, Electra Utilities Corporation, Hamilton, and Electra Energy Solutions, Vaughan. For more information, visit electrautilities.com.